regular meeting Mayfield Town Council held April 10th at 7 p.m.
Aaron didn't answer, so welcome everyone here. And if you'd like to stand, do the Pledge of Allegiance, then I'll ask Mike to go first after that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Make sure that whether it be on the way to be received in the teaching, then it's all true but so we can take it down, get interest in life matters, we discuss issues over the town, make sure we watch over it, we say the same thing.
Together last week, having a leadership conference, Westchester County Leadership Conference, I was able to meet Trenton and Russell, there. They are part of the Governor's Office on Economic Development, right? Online initiative. And I invited them to come talk to us for a few minutes. I'm actually pretty excited about something we're going to do for the community to bring here. And actually, there's a number of people in town already doing, I think, what they're going to talk about, being opportunities for a class for other people to learn a little bit about working from home online. So I'm going to turn over to Trenton. So, and that's also, I did introduce Doug Gerbard as our Lions Club president. I talked to them the other night about we have something we're sponsoring. We call it Mayfield University. And we're holding classes here at the town hall on just Thursday nights. And it just seemed like a perfect fit for one of those.
So, Russ, who handles the Lake Forest as well, I believe, almost all of them here, so he's familiar with one. So,
there he is. I guess while you're passing those out, I'll introduce you to Mike Bennett already and this Melinda Beardard. She's a teacher at Snow College, and Aaron Peterson is a teacher. He's also an administration in the South Central School District, and Eric Peterson is a school teacher as well. So they can keep us. And Doug was a teacher as well. A couple of years.
Awesome.
Oh, 5 years?
It's amazing.
I'm getting the final week, but you told me where I'm at right now.
Yeah, Russell, I'll let Russell introduce himself in a little bit here as well. And maybe you can share some of the statistics of our program. But so, I like to ask this question when I talk to people. How many here are remote workers?
The more remote, the better.
That's usually the response I get. And I'm going to ask you two more questions. How many of you have ever answered a work email or something like that on your phone? Okay, now I'll ask the next question. How many here are remote workers?
Okay. So the world has changed a lot, and we are the Rural Online Initiative. Some of you may know Gary Bookman. He's the brainchild behind this. The program started with one woman, and he tells this all the time. He said, when he was talking to, I think it was his brother, and he said, the sentence came out of his mouth, "Wouldn't it be awesome if we could have a place where we could teach people how to work online and incentivize businesses to hire people in their lead time?" So there are three parts to that. And those three ideas, the place, the teaching, and the incentive, have all gone through the legislature. So last year, the Rural Online Initiative was passed. We are the teach. So we teach people how to work online. The Ready program was also created last year. And what that is that's the incentive for the businesses to hire remote workers. A company that creates a job in rural Utah pays 125% of the county average wage, could get up to $6,000 per job created. That piece is through the Governor's Office of Economic Development. Last year, they put a cap on that of $25,000, so basically, you can maybe hire 4 or 5 people with that. But this year, they put that through the legislation, and they raised that cap to $250,000. Because there were companies that were saying, if we open a hub in one of these counties, could we get more than $25,000? So they bumped that up to $250,000. So what we do is we have a 4-day course that is done through Canvas. So you're teachers, and you know what Canvas is. So we use a 4-week course in Canvas. There are 9 modules that we go through. And each week they do 3 modules and then they have a workshop. And we do the workshop on Zoom. Everything is done remotely over the internet. And so we cover things like your workday, which is your schedule and workplace, being able to set up a place at home and you can do your work without being disturbed, setting boundaries with children and family, pets, etc. There's a lot of different boundaries that people need to set. So we teach that, we teach about teamwork, we teach about workflow, which is project management and things like that. We talk about communication, we talk about keeping your data secure. A lot of remote jobs are like medical coding or something like that. And so they need to obey the laws and keep things secure that way. So we talk about that. And we talk about where it happens. We talk about that. So it's a great program. We've actually had almost 400 people complete the course since October of last year. And we've had a lot of good successes. One of the most common successes is people go through the program and they're like, I have no idea I could do that for home. So you're probably thinking in your mind, what are some of the jobs that are available to work from home? You can do it on a computer and work from home. So whatever, accounting, data entry, coding, marketing and advertising, there's a lot of different things people can do from home. If it's done on computers, you know.
I have a quick question. Okay. I didn't quite understand. You said that the legislature raised $250,000 to help provide the training for it? Or
so that's creating the job. So
you can apply for...
I thought it was the training part of the fund for last year. It was training. But the incentive for business... The Rural Economic Development Incentive, that was the one that increased so that a company that wants to hire them has a reason or incentive to hire them.
So is it for you can pay your workers or to pay, like, so that you can send them to the training?
So the concept behind the Ready program is because they require 125% of the county average wage, usually you hire somebody at a lower grade, and there's a training period that they go through. That was part of the reason they wanted to do the $6,000. But the other thing is, you know, we're asking 125% of the county average wage, which in most rural counties is actually still under the state average. But, you know, companies are like, okay, so that $6,000 incentivizes the company up in Salt Lake, they open the hub in Sierra Mesa, Wisconsin.
$6,000.
And then yours is just the training for people who are working at home, which is a free resource.
Free for anybody that lives in a rural county. If they live along the Wasatch Mountain in a non-rural county, then they pay $99. If they live out of state, it's $199. And it's a certification, it's an actual certification from the Utah State University. So,
And how many weeks do you say it took to complete?
It's a 4-week course. And we start every first part of the month. So usually the first Monday of each month is our start date, and then we have a kickoff workshop on that Thursday.
And in December, we do 2 weeks. We go in 2 weeks in December.
We did a 2-week one. There were some good things about it, but I think it's better to go to 4 weeks. You know, most people will be better with 4 weeks than with 2 weeks. But anyway, but I'm a very much a rural person. I grew up in the county, lived in Elmore, Utah, so that's a great place to grow up.
That's nice, of course.
Well, this program does.
They have to have a skill. They have to have internet connection. You know, they have to have a computer that has a, you know, a Wi-Fi connection, that has a camera, and has a microphone. So we have to have very foundation equipment. And they have to have a desire. And the ability to work in the network. You have to have those things. But one of the things that Mike, at the end of the program, Trenton and the other program coordinators will work with people that are finishing the program to have them in a career plan. And they'll often find out that, you know, I've got these skills, but I'm lacking certain things. Like one person might have accounting background, so they're looking at jobs that require systems. So at the end of the program, there's a scholarship option, and this is an option part that does cost a little bit of money. So they can find a course that we have partnerships with us with several training providers. They can take a course from a local school like Snow. They can also take one from like a Utah company called Fiddleside, where they can have a license. Like that particular company, for example, has over 7,000 courses that are completely online. And they can, so someone says, I've got these skills, but I'm missing a little bit. One of our other program coordinators who lives in Henry County, she wanted to design websites for people, for example. And she used to use the research, which was a little simple, you know, just very basic program. She actually got a contract with Tri City, which is my part of my local paper, this last month about her. But she's now taking courses on WordPress for those who work with web. That's a real common platform, especially for small businesses. So she has some design skills, but she knew nothing about WordPress. So now, at the end of it, she's enhancing her skills. So she started out with amazing skills, but she has a desire to gain additional skills. And so that's the hope that this program will do. We'll train the workers, and then coming a little bit later this year, we also intend to have a program that will be for businesses. Sometimes businesses say, you know what? I don't know how to manage these workers. How can they make sure they're doing their job or not? You know, what kind of policy? You know, give me an example of a remote work policy. One thing that's kind of cool is Lieutenant Governor Spencer Scott. Maybe he had a chance to go to Rolling Hill. And he spoke for about a half an hour, and I didn't even know this at the time. But we started in October, and he said he was from Jersey, so I'll tell him now. He drives from Jersey to the capital of the day. He said, we've got to use up here to sample. If we're going to really talk to talk, we've got to walk the walk. And so between October and during the legislative session, they converted over 120 people that worked for the capital to at least 50% of the job being remote. And they're measuring how many pounds of CO2 is going into the atmosphere, how many hours of commute time. And one that I thought was really interesting, and I can tell you here from right now on demand, and it's kind of one of the overseas of the particular program, is because they established the performance metrics, and people that were working remotely were more than 20% more productive than people that were showing up their mind. And that actually, there's a lot of research that actually often happens to the job, and that's what I can believe. One of my neighbors, one final example, and I'll check. I have a neighbor that works for an electronics. And he has skills in software and all that. And he's doing an internship for me. But he's starting to finish his degree at the Utah State as well as his finishing engineering degree. And he originally just thought, well, I guess I'm going to leave. I'm going to move out of the area, go get my degree, and I'll find a job. And the top of them says, you know what, don't do that. Let it keep working for you. If you don't provide the software, you have a laptop for work. The software is on the laptop. Let it keep working for you as a remote worker. Get your degree. And then he comes back and he has a full-time job with that company. And, you know, so I have two kids that have tech degrees, they both moved because they wasn't work locally in practice. You know, one compliment in the Wasatch Front would love to get away from there. He's actually looking at options. And that was the New Mexico. That was target his wife in New Mexico. So that'll be 3 months to come back and have the time to do it. That's kind of what some of the benefits come. But it might be people that work part-time. It might be someone about 10% of our clientele are people that are who retired with bulk retirement. About two-thirds of women, they just want a little bit of supplemental income and want to take care of kids, for example, so they need some supplements. So there are some out there looking for a kids and additional income. Some people are looking for full-time work, and that's where the very program is coming in. If they're looking for full-time work, trying to match that instead. So that's been amazing. We have an example that is just not helping. We've met with almost 1,200 partners by the United. We've done around all these locations, government, town hall, and over 400 community members go through town hall right now, but almost 400. So there's been a lot of interest. And we're going to get all the prices right.
So, yeah. A lot of great opportunities then. And our program focuses on the three different ways that you can come work remote. And that's talked about a lot about freelancing. So the freelancing was, you get a gig here and you flip and go to the next place and get another gig and you're just going all over what they call the meeting economy and getting up there and finding gigs and new gigs. You're not actually working for a company, you're a 1099 employee. And then they have regular employment, which is, telecommuting, and then they also have entrepreneurship. So all three of those, we have tools and resources to help people with those. We will be, as we're a young program, we are in the process of developing entrepreneurship courses and like Russell said, the training for the business needs to help them know how to manage remote work. So we're really excited about the program and what we would like to do to have a town hall here in Mason where we can invite the community to come in. You guys would kind of be our champions to get the community over here. We provide refreshments, we have a budget for that, so we'll bring refreshments and, just have an opportunity to meet with people they know and any surrounding areas that would like to drive here and come do it. But, that's our goal, is to be able to create an opportunity to have a town hall meeting. Normally, it usually works best if you put it about 3 or 4 weeks out, because that time you can have a place a little bit. But you guys have a suggested time or a time to work. And we normally do it in the evening as well because a lot of people just go to work and come home in the evening and it would make it easier for them if they want to stop.
What demographic are you shooting for? Are you looking for people just entering the workforce or are you?
So our target would probably be really just anybody that wants to earn additional income or earn an income. We've had a broad range. Probably the most common is the stay-at-home mom that wants to continue to supplement the household income. That's probably the most common we have. Second would probably be single parents, mostly single moms, a lot of those. But we also have a lot of, a lot of the business comes, they have a job, but they kind of want to start freelancing and do other things and stuff like that. So there's a lot of, I wouldn't say that we have a specific target, but that's the most common that we get, so as long as they supplement their income.
I can say this right, that's why I'm here, that's how we have it on here, but if you go to the remote work center.com, there's a place there where you can search out the weekly newsletter that we send out. You can sign up for the newsletter.
This is also something that helps you get students to
You want to go like that other figure if you want to.
If it's no students are living in the rural area, because it's a rural campus,
We have
61 to 69, about 30 snow students. Yeah, that's a huge help.
We did one specifically for the
RIT. Okay, that's good. Yeah, okay. Or the business program as well. But if you've already covered that base, then that's good.
Yeah. You know what? What are the words we're starting with? Like, my mental faith in the
air. Yes, faith is great.
And we're sure we're on entrepreneurship personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's who I was thinking of with this, because
yeah,
I know
we're just part of it starting right now. One of the things we're hoping is we can tell a lot of students here. Yeah. And we're making this group aware to share some of the resources that we have. And if you go to that website, they can register for a job. We have a communication channel called Slack. It's about 500 people on it, so people can just get registered there. We have a job posting board there.
What about like an older demographic, if they just wanted to learn more about computers overall, would this class be a useful thing for them? Or
it really does benefit. We've had a lot of retired folks go through the program. They do need to have a basic understanding of computers. You know,
right.
If they don't know how to upload or download or send a video or put a chat in something, it's really high maintenance, and we've helped a lot of people, and you know, we've got a lot of people that have come through the program that we've had to hold hands a lot more. But if they have a good skill of, you know, getting on the computer, being able to send emails, if their kids are taught how to get on Facebook and attach pictures and do all these things, you know, they're active doing that, they probably can succeed in doing it.
Well, I'm thinking of the Lions Club, Dad.
Right.
They're the president of the Lions.
Holy
cow. There's a lot of people in the Lions
Club.
One of the challenges that, you know, maybe you guys can help us figure it out is, so I went to the career fairs in Richville as well as in Michigan, and a lot of the students were like, you know, this is really cool, this would be great, and they have their full schedule, and they're like, I probably might be able to do it in the summer, you know, and so summertime is better for them. And I think, you know, probably what we ought to do is right in May, you know, middle of May or something like that, just before the summer semester starts, would be another town hall, probably for the whole college or something like
or,
that.
Or maybe if you're looking for a time when the students are there,
semester. They have to do about 20 hours. That's about the time commitment over the whole period.
I would
do about 20 hours.
Have your town hall, like your information in April, because we have a lot of students that'll stay until May, then, because it's called the May master class, and then summer semester starts. We're trying to incentivize students to stay for summer semester, but a lot of them don't. So, you get them at the end of April, and then if they're staying here anyway, they can complete that in the 4 weeks while they're doing the May master work. What a good strategy.
I'm a large percentage of students with disabilities, you know, take part in many of the impacts as far as obtaining jobs. Mm-hmm. And so, my question for you is do you have any data on what you know as far as how many of the people with disabilities, initiatives, mm-hmm. or people with disabilities, or do they just kind of keep that closer to check?
So, we track minorities, but we haven't been tracking if they're as long as they know how to use the computer well enough to do the course. You know,
there are things that if they need to repeat the course a couple times, we do have a couple people that, you know, either didn't finish or have a time to repeat, you know, but they can take the course two or three times if needed. She already has the software that we do with, but that's something that if they, you know, if they are blind or something like that, both rehab should pay for whatever equipment to get the ADA. So we have partners, and I'm going to be meeting the Ridgeville both rehab office in a couple of weeks. And I talked with Richard Peterson, who he's over the Provo area, but the remote rehab has been very interested in our program because there's a lot of people with disabilities that can't still work, can't still go back to work, and we've had
we've had two or three years now with the personal program. Technically, it's one of the groups who are part of the personal program, which I know for low income or in jail, we don't see the area for fine.
So back on the town hall meeting time and that, how, because the Lions Club's been really good for a lot for Mayfield in many ways, and how do you feel about this? Do you think we could meet that?
I'm really interested in that. You know, everything is undergoing a revolution. It doesn't matter what area you're in, whether you're a farmer, whether you're a teacher, what, no matter medicine, no matter what, everything is undergoing a huge change. And we're going to look back 10 years from now and realize that we were right in the middle of it all and didn't feel up for it. And so that's the thing that I'm concerned about. I want to see. There's nothing I want better than prosperity. Mm-hmm. And people need to be tools in this day and age. I'm old enough, I don't have to work on a job. But I just thought a while ago, I really thought, you know, I'm getting a little bored here. I'm going to go out and do this job. And I hear you go, and I'm fine. You've got more jobs than what I could ever accept. And I'm just talking to fuck in the hell are you going to do? And you get out of the room just a short time, and you're unqualified for just about everything.
You feel like you're trying to make my company because you're an amazing retired in the if you had that day job, you'd have two different most of your life, if you love transition. And so if you put a proposal out there, what you want to do is, I want people to send me a picture, a little attraction where you're doing front page of the Bible, just a little family story. If you said, I'll put together, I'll write a story, I'll write a history, I'll put your images in there, and I'll create your own personal family history. So I just had a couple of things. You said, my story, you know, I got my
we planned a meeting Doug and I talked about like starting a week from Thursday, but that's probably not enough time.
And yeah, and we're directing, you know, like I did the town council meeting, and they actually got 20 people in about 2 weeks. So it's possible to get a lot of them. This is one of the reasons why, like, okay, town council were are awesome, because then I get, you know, the leaders in the town, and they attended all of their different friends and
if someone doesn't have, for example, they don't have a connection at home, excuse me. Yeah, if we set up, if we set that night aside, the workshop here, they could come and be.
Like
registered
here in the
year. Yeah, or they come to the workshop here if they don't have a.
So one thing, and you guys are very close to Manpike, Nicole Ritzing at UWF has been a huge champion for us. She's actually been able to purchase a couple cameras for their computers and get a spot. So she has like two computers that have cameras and microphones. UWF does all of the states, they haven't done that yet. But she's been able to get those for the Manpike office. So that's one place people could go to complete the course work. You know, the workshop piece, you know, there's only a couple, but if there were four people that showed up in DWS, they all watched it on the same computer and, you know, stuff like that. But
I was wondering if we could do the same thing here.
But yeah, all of the other computers, they can still access the campus, so they can have access to the channel and stuff like that on the computers. But yeah, Nicole is a great. Anybody 16 years
take the question you go to younger instead of qualified. We wouldn't send them up for a raise or anything like that. They still get certified and all that, but we're just not gonna
if we had students in courses.
So if we had like students that had the ability to code likely a good candidate.
Yes.
So that at the prison, have you thought about them as a population base?
My husband has not yet. We've talked to a couple of people with children who are by Montello. There's a couple of facilities that are like that. I've talked to them, they have some interest in it.
They could be really useful for that.
Yeah, if they haven't done that yet, that's one of the people that we consider.
Yeah, I talked to some of the leaders who part of that. Part of the challenge right now, I think, is because they can't have their
internet access. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like they do the coding classes and they just print the stuff off for them. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, my husband teaches at the prison, I could ask him to get more information about it. But
yeah.
If they're able to code there, you know, then they've got access to computers. It's just the online has to go offline mode.
Right.
So.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, we can work our way in.
So the person I was inviting you to have something that's fun was being a very good in all the ways.
Yeah, I think that's worth pursuing.
Something like that. And
that's going to totally give you the huge population.
There we go. All of these clients can't get outside of that realm.
So, and my understanding on that is it's an approval base with the warden and the administration. Exactly. Because they've got computers that they can work on. And my husband's computer has internet access. But the ones that they do the coding on, they don't. And I don't know exactly how they go in. They must, like, upload it so it has a new system or whatever.
They're working
hard on finding somebody else. Exactly. Yeah. But that would be definitely a population that would still benefit from this.
Yeah. We have one of our first success stories was a gentleman who came to us
trying to get a job for about 6 months. His name is Dr. Resonate, and we attended a single round of golf. And they can do ratings and interesting like that goes to what I can do on. You get a star rating. Mm-hmm. If you work on time with the college, and after just a few weeks, you got offered to do one full time. Mm-hmm. Doing IT support for testing the member.
I think that's what they're hoping. That doesn't I
think no, that's why I need them.
Is a Thursday, is that the best time to do a town hall? For the Lions, or does it matter which
yeah, we meet on Thursday nights, and so we've done, you know,
So there's the Monday, did you say usually these town halls on Mondays, or when you do that introduction?
No, town hall is whenever we're done. It would be okay, you know. Only one Monday a month, so I just dedicated, I shouldn't be there no matter what, and that'd be Richard or something. That's
a lot of glory. What would Tuesday night like for you?
Tuesday night is open to me, the 30th.
So the 30th is soon enough if someone wanted to start the course that you start doing May. And that gives what, 3 weeks of advertising time.
And you can post and
things like that, you can put up the help putting
them up in
the
places. We have a Facebook, Twitter account.
They have a piece of paper right after I'm going to email it, and then I'll email the flyers and everybody here.
You take it from the discussion
up on the
feel good about
website
doing this.
Too. Right? We can put the flyer up on the town website, right?
Sure.
Or a link to their Facebook page or whatever.
Yeah.
We apologize for taking so much time.
No, that's good. I really want to get down to just that plan that day for the Lions because they really do a good job of getting word out. And
was on the list.
So yeah, I'll send the flyer to everybody that's here tonight. You guys can share with them, put on your Facebook pages.
Well, as far as the work at the prison, usually their shift change during the 6 o'clock. Yeah, they just pour, if they're on the extra road squad. That's what they're doing. 6:30 deal.
So does that meeting is tomorrow at 6?
What do you mean? I never graduated.
Well, I really need to work with this and that. That's my mind automatically went to business. So if those two degrees would totally benefit from it. Yeah.
So yeah. Maybe that's all
for the prison population.
Another town hall at the college at the end of this semester.
The end of April is final. So you don't need to get students. We're like working on our final projects right now, and that last piece is always final. So I would do it like first part of April, just to have it done all the things that they know, and then hold through class 2 minutes. So that they still be able to
do it. Yeah, so they do the
main second. They could start that, yeah. And then they would be in the area, so they'd still be residential, or as a rural residential. Because a lot of them do come from up north.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I ran into a lot of that. I told them, I said, if you apply before you leave, then you qualify. So I go out to Salt Lake, you're out like, oh,
yeah. Well, I mean, they are here too many, you know. A lot of them do. That's what it means to know in the semester.
So the idea was to do one earlier in April. November, kind of starting in April. If I did one in May, that's the second half.
Yeah, Stephanie, you'll catch people. So I think you'll catch five students if you open it with the main master option. Yeah. And their schedules tend to be, you know, so they have classes all right here and then it's spread out. And so, you know, they would have time to coordinate their schedule. But there's a reason thing. I'll have my husband get it through his principal. And principal is the one that set up the coding opportunity. This was like a perfect dovetail to that family to figure out how they could have access. Because they have computers, like, oh, they have internet access, but they're doing something to block it for the code. So they can do the same thing for this, you know. Exactly.
I had to teach a guy how to use a gas pump a few years ago that had been in prison for 20 years. He didn't know how to put a card in it. All right, thank you for coming. And we have Diana here to talk to us about the park project, and I think we talked about our camps too.
Yeah. So the park project's been going in for a while, so I don't want to talk about that.
Oh. Diana and I have been talking over the last little bit about she's taking care of Margaret's yard, and we've been talking a little bit about putting some shrubbery or trees or something along.
Margaret Amy?
Yeah, just here because she doesn't like to watch us dancing and stuff in here at our council meeting. Anyway, so.
I think about every time I go to
Kitchener,
so I tend to be right there with the window. Yeah. So, first we wanted so that lots of our workplace, you know, the restrooms, and right, yeah. So that's, you know, kind of some perspective on it. Anyway, so really thinking about this, it's an orientation wall, it's a really narrow strip. So I've just been recommending kind of what would provide the type of space you want. We recommend then not to take up that whole area. And so I've come up with this plan. This is a trailer. And so got to build it.
Something that away from it. And then I found a road. I've talked about told Diana that we could provide, because we have, you know, water all along there, and we could provide the water, the feed that we're sharing with the plants. Things along here, part of our.
So this is the road, it's stormless, it's a fast grower, it's a fast grower, so I'm hoping it'll give it a chance if you want in 1 to 2 years. Whereas if you were to do an evergreen, then you need a little bit more sun, or if it's flat year round. And it's slow growing, so that's going to take a really long time to get full pregnancy. Or if they're really fast growers, there is trees that can get pregnancy high and really wide. So that's kind of why I chose this road, because it's a little pretty welcoming.
Did you discuss any like infrastructure stuff, like fences or privacy fence? Is there a reason we're not considering like a vinyl fence or something?
I consider the subject, but I don't think we're going to get the coverage like we would with the master program. I don't know. We planted privets in our front area too. That's actually what's on the pergola, and they can grow like crazy too. And there's like six.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like you've got a good privacy for that area?
We do, yeah.
I can't see through it.
Mm-hmm. And just drive by and see, yeah. It's on just that obstacle that we have in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the arbor, and then there's, I think it's actually only three privets that are there. But Lee does have to trim them because they get so tall, and he wants to at least have like a little bit of light. But they were, you know, like $30 a plant or something. I don't know if it's disease, but they're drought. I don't need to talk to Lee. He's the one that knows this. I know they're drought tolerant. They're really low maintenance. Roses, we tried to grow roses. I don't know if these are a different type, but man, I have a hard time growing roses. So, I don't know.
It's supposed to be true, but you need to care.
Yeah, I don't know. So, privets, I read up on them, and it said that in shady areas, they grow more sparsely. They don't come to sick.
That's true.
So that's another reason why I couldn't go with that, because that would have been so much easier.
Yeah. But I do know how to find the gym.
So we get the town hall to save that whole area. There's new bushes I know that grow in the shade.
New bushes were, I called Ron down at the nursery,
mm-hmm.
and he suggested new bushes and euonymus, and new bushes are extremely poisonous. The berries, and I saw some little kids coming by and sticking his mouth, and they're really bad. And then euonymus,
yeah, I don't know.
So, okay. I've been through this whole river, and I've been to the stage.
Brandy's been awesome. Well, we'll keep Brandy around. She's the one that's been able to pull me with her. She's the one that does
it. We just pull all the rivers out of them.
Right?
Two.
Two. We just pull all these rivers out of
them. No, they pull the two.
So this would be all of them, right?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts, Karen?
I have an idea of a family. I think this is really an issue because the people are here.
Well, it would have so you've been an issue that has taken care of the town hall last year. But it would be on, you know, Venture Road, it would be somebody, it would be the job. For Diane Hall.
So the fence, Are you talking about vinyl? The white vinyl? Oh, okay.
So on the cover, or the prologue you have there?
Yeah.
If we did that high enough, it was flat, high, that should call the cover.
But if that's the case, then I would just put the fact that this is a prologue. It's like a piece of furniture for the plant to grow on. You're not going to touch the plant.
Well, it's a wall for the plant.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, how it looks grow.
Well, the plants I'm ordering are dead to build their roots, so I'm hoping they're going to still increase that.
What's really nice to you when you come?
For a long time?
A month and a half.
Oh, well. Can you take us with you?
I love it.
Well, it's not like it's going to take even an hour every day.
I don't know. It depends on the
roses.
The roses. You have to fertilize them. And, yeah, roses are
It's supposed to be a freeze-dried rose and disease resistant. And then the length, the span, and the height of the cover, I'm just hoping that.
Whoa!
Okay. Okay, so I'm hoping that it's not going to grow over the prairie so much that there won't be so much maintenance and it's for just the height of the prairie a little bit over, just a little more time. What's the name of the rose? Zephyrine Drohane. Drohane is French. That's awesome. If it grows like that, that's all kinds of my yard. So I've planted so many roses. But all the reviews and the studies just love it. It's more than so they can put it anywhere. It's cool.
So every rose has a little
one. So if you guys just spend in the month now,
but this is the best
I can help you for planting something. Was that a motion? I'm going to come on, so I think that we need to get down to the before we.
I really think that's the.
I'm telling you, I don't want anything that I have to work for me.
Well, and Brandy.
Yeah, well,
Van's getting old anyway.
And then I was planning on just doing a strip of mulch all along that, so that if whoever is mowing the lawn can just come and go like that. And they're not going to have to come in and go like that. And with the hedge, there's a whole surface area to turn, plus the grass and leaves coming up from underneath it. And so that's another thing. I thought this would be easier for him. I don't know if it will be, because we have a plan for it, and I don't know how they're going to stay, but it's just been scary, and I thought this would be easy.
Conditional approval on unless Van and Brandy have some valid reason why we shouldn't.
Yeah, but I do think all of the fence in that, yeah. Maybe Margaret would rather have the fence. If privacy is her concern, that's going to give her a lot more privacy. Yeah.
It was just, are you talking about a vinyl fence?
So talk to her about that and then get back with me in this. If she wants that, and if the price is not, what? Okay, so I'll take that as a motion that we approve one of those options under the parameters you guys talked about. Does that mean you're making a second? Oh, he is marking? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Moving on. Do you have any other public comments you want to make? Since you're the only public here.
No.
Don't be afraid. We won't take that. How is the Hawaiian Samoan adjusting to the cold climate?
Very well.
Good. Okay, then we'll go on to the 2 minutes. Discussion. Melinda, you want a minute to scan?
And then all that we talked about last time didn't have to be stuck.
Okay. All in favor say aye. Motion carries. And the bills.
So I included in your packet a copy of the bill from the city, but since there are no fire stations treated and on the back is the opening one here. Here in the midpoint is that fire assessment, so you can see why that was from
Has anybody heard anything about dogs and sheep or anything like that? Yep, that's good.
I have a text, they were asking if there was a motorcycle accident in town yesterday.
Anybody
heard that? There was a town that it was.
It was
a man tie.
Yeah,
so I told my
students,
go to that, and it was. Brian. Yeah, so it was.
Thanks, Diana.
Thank you.
Permission.
Make a motion to approve the bill.
Is that Catherine doing all this?
She's getting the other one, but we can approve this one, which we may have already done.
One.
Well, she has another folder, so it gets reviewed in both months. So she's running off the April one. So it's lovely. Van was, he was about ready to sign papers about buying a tractor himself. But it's not a bad idea that he came up with, to just to buy like a little small Kubota, a little backhoe that would accomplish the same thing as like a little track hole, to be able to get out on that soft ground without. And it's like 18,000 instead of 120,000. So, I don't know how much we'll back the little track hole there.
This is simple. So the 10,000 payment was 10 million yearly to go to the city, and that's the one that we would have to set up by a class. All right, motion to approve the bill.
Roll call vote. Mike.
Aye.
Aaron.
Aye.
Linda.
Aye.
John. Aye. Motion carried. Yes.
Okay, guys. I went ahead and got this later. I didn't call that yet.
So we have to transfer it from C&C to the budget, so we're saying, or?
We'll just have to, we have to put that in the budget for last year, so we're going to have to put that in there. We're going to have to open our budget. If you look at the, if you look at that budget report that you guys, there's some places quite simplified, some that we can really get on that. And I told you to do that with Melinda because we've had 5 different businesses for $50, but it was this one over here, that's over here on the corner, by Paul. And he did talk to me, we did talk to him. Troy,
$50. This dirt hole over there, I'm in him charge because he's going to have some of that in his front yard. Because he's hanging out here, but Brandon Cruz here. Anyway, so we did make a little extra money. I don't know if his license was that way, that's not so high.
So there's not a problem with
that,
it's just that we have people doing it.
Yeah,
well, it's good to have
you
here.
Yeah.
And Bryce, about Bryce, you know, that he doesn't want to have that stuff at his house, and he would really like to. What we have to do is we need to figure out how to get the land.
Yeah,
because
you own, is that county land, or who owns that land out there?
Which?
The area that we annexed for the...
It's right before the...
And he wants to sell it, and he's been to the last couple of county commission meetings and raising a storm about people driving through, but it's public, it's a right of way through his property. They're upset because sometimes they go off and tear up his closet or, and, you know, where he plows out or whatever.
Well, yeah, for his purchase, some of that land, but for the county, probably could get the industrial zone going.
I talked to Kevin Christensen last week down at Six County, and that really, he didn't know that we own that piece of land, and that he sees that as a real benefit to both us and the county. Because they're going to put a sign up, you know, just asking people to stay on the roadway going through there, and so we can do that on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
Our piece of ground, and he's real interested in living. I talked to him about developing that and stuff, so our future's bright.
I just, on the revenue, we're supposed to be at 75% right now, and our revenue we're at 89%, which is great. There is some things that look awful, but as a result, we're excited, and I'll do that when we do our budget in the coming day. Letters out to everybody, every property owner in town, whether they're here or not. Then we have to have public standards, standards for system. Why? If the grant wanted me to take the meter to R120,000, but then you know we take everything out of R220,000 we're using,
that's what it was. But for the record, that was the consultant's suggestion that came down to me.
Right.
And when I talked to him, he said, and he said, I think that was your idea. I'm not trying to take that away from him. He said, no. Anything in the terms does override what I say.
So it wasn't that that just, you know, come up with the negotiations with the guy. I was like, yeah, you guys actually should have tied to R1 this whole time. So.
But if you guys put down that R1, it's really not at all what you would want. We would have to take and go through that whole thing and change it because it's having livestock in your backyard, it's allowing all kinds of things. But, so we would have, it would have been,
we would have had to change that.
It would have taken hours. But Grant was happy. I said, Grant, well, because I do don't we like? And he said, I like it.
Yeah,
the whole
just
want
to get rid of
those
things that
have the money and we still get rid of. So next thing we'll have public hearing at 6:30. We'll approve that and find anything and we're done. And without yours in place and everybody should be happy. But the commercial zone hasn't been activated. We have a moratorium on the commercial zone for 6 months until next month. So we need to get that put into effect at our next meeting. So we are going through the commercial zone and making sure that the main steps of it, like, is a good starting place. And that was why we have Jack at the last meeting, which he provided answers to a lot of things we were wondering about, like parking, garbage requirements, spacing, if you have a commercial business next to a residential home, you know, what kind of spacing requirements you have. So we should be able to have those things put into place, hopefully after this next meeting. And then in our town meeting, it might even be useful for you guys to get that before we come to town meeting, so you can go through and read it and see what you need.
So, and that's more of a starting place. So in mind of like this is a starting place that we can now activate the commercial zone and make more use from there.
And one thing I want to say about that point was if I said to him, well then what about my commercial zone? He says, well have you guys ever put that into effect? We have. And I got an ordinance in 2008, 2009
we
went.
Because that we never designated a place in town for a commercial zone.
Yes, they did, Main Street, but it was only from the care center to the store.
Oh, really?
So all we have to do is show that we are extending, I just put an extending now.
Yeah.
So then we don't have to sit out there and ready to give it all the way
back on
it. Okay.
How did Matt not know that?
So you just forgot? I think Grant probably forgot we did it.
I remember it now, but I wouldn't remember it last time.
Well, good to know. Okay, so then it will be even easier. So it's already been activated then.
It was 2004, 2005, number 2.
That's
the end of the story. So anyway, here it was. I found it. And so David, I remember it to David. And he said, oh, right here. In 2008, 2009, the ordinance to change the national town zoning to 2000. Zoned except for the block of Mayfield Community Care Center, and it would be zoned to one residential commercial mix zone.
Mm, that's the one we want to use.
Yeah, so we're just going to update that.
And we're going to down the segment all the way out and up to the estate.
So all we have to do is have a public
hearing. Okay, I think we're good. That's good. So, is that our moratorium on it? Should not have happened because you said it was a moratorium because you didn't have one developed.
Well,
we just didn't know.
Okay.
I think first, okay, but I'll learn a new place that we've done. I think it might be a different
Okay.
Okay, Linda.
That's all I have. That's my
opinion. Let me make a suggestion. I've been thinking about the old man and how to proceed. I suggest we hire an attorney to take that and
make
him do something, or what do you call it when we take it? When we took it over.
Yeah, what is that called? Because if they fail to uphold their end of it, then we can accrue it somehow. But yeah,
So, that being said, I know other towns who have done that for, and then if somebody has been ready to go in, you know, and develop it and make a business. And that's what I'm thinking, because we're just kind of ask questions here and there, but if we hired somebody to just do it, I don't know what the cost, but with your permission, I'd like to check in with a couple of attorneys, our attorney in Richfield, and ask him.
Well, we have in our code that if it doesn't meet electrical, plumbing, and sewer standards, then they have X amount of time to get it up to that standard, or there should be consequences.
Yeah. And if we just have that attorney just do what he's got to do.
Yeah.
Write the letter to her.
We wrote that one letter to try to scare him. He hasn't done anything. We did put mom on the door.
He never went got it. It was rejected. He never even got the letter.
I would really love that. I think that's an eyesore.
Here he is.
Since we're going down. Mm-hmm. But it could potentially be a lot of money. Remember, Mike Matson said if there's a fence up there, it's like, it could cost over $100,000 to tear that thing out.
Yeah, it
could. He also could do it for some birds. But it's the landfill cost to take material that has asbestos. But we looked at the records or whatever it sells. And it was inspected for asbestos, but it wasn't found. So I don't know exactly where that ended up.
And if it doesn't, actually the landfill
will possibly take it for free.
Well, they will.
Yeah.
If it's the city that's, you know, doing the project, then they will.
And they might take $75,000, which we could probably get back from the sale of the land itself. It's going to, you know, or we could put it into a little park for people going to the canyon, or, you know.
So if you guys okay with that, I'll
move over here.
I'm going to talk to our Chambers field.
Richard Chambers.
Okay.
Mike, I still want to ask you what she wanted.
Mike, you're next.
We talked about the CCD for the town in the past meeting, and I have really dug my feet on getting the prices for the stuff. I finally did prices while I was on the road this week. I talked to Cameron over the phone. He said the one that has to have ACDC, it comes with a small file, I draw a small file, where you can do the sidewalks and stuff. For $20,008. I tonight ago walking into town and over there by the park, man was sitting in the back of the garden with Randy in the back. He was measuring, you know, the fertilizer they're putting down on the park, and I finished that. So we just went back to what we
I'm suggesting that Catherine will probably, I don't want to look at her when I say this, I'm suggesting we have money that we could buy that, and even possibly a little backhoe with some previous grant money that might still be sitting there.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. Good. Maybe you could do that. But I just want to look at her. Look at her.
Yeah, I
mean, I've been asking about that
for a long time, but I just feel like the band's not doing the job.
Well, whether
the
band's there or not.
Yeah.
But it isn't there.
And that's what we're going back
to, whatever came to the band.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the way... There are some occasions that we can come back on and say, well, I did this with my own
music. Well, he's already said that. I need to start from... And honestly, that friend is the one doing the watering here. She's the one taking care of the house. So, you know, she would be the one helping her.
Yeah, and she would be.
That drive is the town drive. The town space is what you call the town space drive. They are the one. And as far as like the little back or something, I control a couple of my sources as far as the
Oh, I know.
Catherine's done such a good job at handling. You know, we have more money than most communities. You know, and a lot of that is because of her management skills and stuff. And so I want to think about spending $30,000 or $40,000.
I know.
Well,
they are. It is. I've been doing it for a long time. And I really didn't see enough of that picture. You know, and as far as we're doing creative stuff, I, knowing that, well, Megan and I have been really good education for how nice it is with the community and other. It's nice. It was, when I walked in going in on that top floor, compared to, you know, other things, it was still like, yeah, I really see that as a very amazing piece. But, last week, someone says, you know, I think I'm just going to buy one.
Yeah, he told me that because I called him about something else, and we started talking about that. And he said, yeah, "I'm about ready to go sign the dotted line." I said, "Hang on."
And there is financing through the COLA, but here's the problem: if it is funded, we work with them over to work with our skills, of course, skills. There is our CEO and personal guarantees with the company to pay.
Right. And we wouldn't have to do that. But, you know,
I think how they work, we need to make sure that it's left at the jump down there at the park.
Yeah,
people complain more than not about them having the city card there every house. I mean, they said that we need to clean it out here. That's what it
is. Well, they're very close.
A lot of the bands that's down there, I think you could, you know, order that. But that is a complaint that people do get mad at.
Well, I don't know that I don't see the problem of having the truck there that he has access to go take care of something, but a lot of other things is true. And he has his own things in there, which he does. I mean, his side-by-side is in there right now because he's been using it. And his ATV's in there too. And he's done all these. I mean, a few years ago we had a kind of a heated discussion just about tires. You know, his tires wore out. What to do about that?
I don't know. It's a lot of money, but it's in our best interest to so Kathy, I'm often in my device. $10,000 is waiting for you. So make sure you get it, you know. Is that true?
Well, you had $10,000, where you've been a little bit. I think you're down to $7,000.
Okay.
But there is money that would come into that. That money has grown, as you can see, since from December. You know, I put money in there. Money going to $1,000.
I met another company at the leadership conference, another person who they manage donations for communities. Yeah, which we've had a lot of donations over the years, and Catherine knows probably all about it. I don't. And I don't know how that always goes, but always goes through the town.
So
if you want to check into the, you know, the small backhoe prices and things.
I can check into that. You want to do that day for the day, so it would be better to put that towards the little small backhoe.
Well, I'm talking about both.
Okay.
We can't do the other one, it's not on the agenda. The only one you can do is that.
Yeah, I saw that. I did try to do
Do you want to go ahead with the UTV you're talking about? Is that what it is?
RTV.
RTV.
And the thing I like about this boat is they're not a small power machine out there. I mean, it's not like anybody's doing a great job.
Yeah.
It's not enough. It's got to be wild. It's got to be
Is that a motion? Sure you can.
I make a motion that we approve the purchase of the
Kubota RTV. And we still vote you down.
$20,800 as the bid from
Emerson. The other thing makes me feel better about it, the discussion part, is when you said it's already part of the state bid. Probably, and so
it is. Because I asked
so then that takes care of that. Okay. And that's good. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Eric left. He said he's going to be released soon. I said what? To become a 70 or something? He has a missionary. Like assignment on my council is a missionary.
So he didn't have one
Aaron. Oh, that's right. I got a text from him.
Okay.
This is the line of the
I asked Van yesterday again to get the west bathrooms open. there's quite a few people there, and a lot of my grandparents, and I see them going over to try to get in that door, and I feel bad when they can't, because as you get older and you get a grandparent, when it's time to go, it's time to go.
So the other night, I was walking from the airline, saw some vehicle over there at the park, and I was using my flashlight, and it was dark, and I said, I don't think, I don't know what's going on. And I see some, you know, kids over there at the park, and I just walked up, and I was like, how's everybody doing? Who are you?
There's also a light that should be on down on that end, and it's not. There's a street light.
There's a street light just now. The park closes at 10. Mm-hmm. So I can come up and look at it at 9 to 10. So street light at the park?
Yeah, on the west.
Yeah,
on the west. Which brings me to another person I met last week from Rocky Mountain Power. They have new regional representative guy. And I talked to him about two things. I said, because you have a lot of power. He says, well, I should like to see all of our lights turned into LEDs. And anyway, so he wrote down and made some notes that he would talk to those local people about it and maybe we could start converting lights to LEDs. And I said, and our community really likes the lower light, the lower
light pollution. Yeah. Pollution, yeah. Light pollution, yeah.
Anyway, so.
I don't want to miss
the stars. I don't know what they'd be, what it would be. Not, they don't usually charge. I mean, it's part of the service. When one goes out, they replace it. Do they charge more when they replace the light? So I think, and they even have incentives for LED and stuff.
So
still have the roof made around it, wouldn't it? Is that what it is?
Mold the top of it. Someday you'll just be looking up and you won't be able to see him anyway. I want to keep the pickleball court idea alive with Lions and us. I really want to, I'd like to see that happen in the park. Whenever you see Doug or Richard or somebody else, it matters too. Say pickleball, pickleball, pickleball. Okay. Can I put in for another grant yet?
And they didn't know
for
sure last year, but I don't know about what they have there anymore. They were going to do it for the summer.
I talked to I mentioned last week I talked to Kevin. I also talked to people from outdoor recreation, and there's an outdoor recreation grant that we need to put in for and get. We'll get put in for a good project. We can get a grant at least that, if not more, for both. I talked to them about both about the land up here and about what we'd like to do, but, you know, sponsor some things there. We'd have to go and clean up some things, but also about the 300 acres east of there and including a river walk idea. Anyway. It's a matter of calling and setting up the time with a couple of these people to come, and maybe we could do that for our next council meeting. We can invite to come and talk about prior to do a tour with a couple of people and go over what we want to do. I have a broken kneecap, and sometime in the next few weeks I'm going to have to have surgery and have it put back together. But all the rest of my knee is artificial. It's all titanium, and And so the doctor, he was, because it broke in such a weird way that, anyway, so I don't know what that's going to do to me as far as limiting some of my, well, I want to try to have them, because I'm pretty excited about that kind of stuff that we could do, both river walk and some things up 300 acres and this stuff over here. We need to. I haven't done that yet. For some ground in Sao Paulo. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that needs to be, I need to go do that. Talk to the CNR folks. See if that'd be a possibility. I'll do that for our next council meeting. At least talk about it, see what. Those things are fine. That's all I have. Oh, except we have a.
No, we're not going to do that. I just put it on there and say, but we're really
going to have to. Okay. So we'll scratch number 8.
It'll be on there next time. We'll get this done. We'll get it done. I just put it in close.
All in favor?
Aye.
I think let's see what we can to get people here in the meeting. I think some guys, like I told the Lions the other night, this is a way to keep our community, the atmosphere and everything it is. It's like people being able to do things like this, to be able to make a living here without.
I think it would be a good one I think you would say that it's just something for him to do.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to sign both of these.
Right
here.
That's the owner? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or buy, but you can make the buy.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you can sign it there. So, we're moving out on Friday, and we're tomorrow. I'll go to the Friday and then we're going to go to the
I can almost see Brandy becoming a part of
yeah, she's great.
And if there's not a meter, I was even thinking about other ways to measure how much water.